Wig's portfolio comprises of 21 different pieces of felt with images of wigs that are transferred onto the felt via lithography. I live in Brooklyn, and part of the project involved going to Fulton Mall, which is a large mall in downtown Brooklyn that has at least 50 different stores where you can buy all sorts of wigs, from real hair, human hair, to yak hair, to synthetic hair. So I spent a couple of afternoons going to each store and buying as many wigs that I thought were as interesting and kind of different from one another in terms of type. There is one wig that looks like a platinum blonde Lana Turner hairstyle from the 50s. Another wig that has braids that have been configured to fall in curly shapes. There are also two doll wigs that are fairly small in scale from the turn of the century. There is another wig that is called a merkin, which is a 16th century French word for a wig that covers one's genitals, and it was very popular during that time in the French court. All of the wigs are approximately to scale, so that when you're standing before it, you do have the sense of it being a wig that one would put on one's head. This work came at a point where I wanted to eliminate the figure from, or eliminate its presence from the work, but I still wanted to talk about that presence. So the wigs act as a surrogate for talking about the body or speaking about the presence of a person in the work. The wearer of the wigs can either become someone else or become closer to the person that one sees oneself to be in terms of either embracing or cutting across a particular stereotype, or in terms of gender, blurring the lines between masculinity and femininity.